Studio Rabo Live, we have the pleasure of welcoming back to the studio these gentlemen who will be presenting their show at the Straz this Thursday. We had Christopher in the studio with us for his very first American radio interview mere years ago, and I guess it went so well that now he's done many American interviews, and it's good to see you again, man.
G'day. It's so good to be back here, back in Tampa. And literally, this is where it all started for us.
Yeah.
At October 2015, we had a chance to perform in the United States, and it was here at the Straz Center.
Yep.
And if the show sold well and was received well, we would get to tour America, which is what we've been doing for the last 2 years. And now we're back.
Hell yeah. So it must have gone well.
It went quite well indeed.
Good.
You Americans definitely like your naked Aussies doing magic. And that's all we're going to do on Thursday night.
Well, good. Mike is here with you, and you guys have been going around the globe. You've been traversing this country of ours. I've been keeping up with you on Twitter.
You stalker.
I am. Definitely am. How has your impression of America changed from then until now, from a people perspective and from a sociological perspective?
Wow, getting deep already.
Mm-hmm.
All 8 inches. How it's changed for me, I didn't realize how much you guys loved Australians over
we
here,
do.
It seems. And just pulling out the accent, even on the way here, a driver was like, oh, can you just keep talking, you know? And so that kind of surprised me, and it still does these days.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many Aussies over here, you'd think you'd get used to it by now, but apparently not.
We don't. Even with the proliferation of Midnight Oil in Excess, Men at Work, Olivia Newton-John, and many other...
That's a name that doesn't get dropped much,
and
I tell you.
Many other Aussie favorites. For some reason, we still are enamored with the accent, and we can't get enough of it. You guys met Micah Rotunda. She is our chaste assistant. She has yet to experience what a man is like in bed. We find that pertinent.
That's a hell of an introduction.
It is.
What? Okay,
where do we sign up for this?
I'm just going to go sit under my desk right
can
now.
We rewind there?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know more of that story, but I guess that's not on air.
But unrelated, if Joe from Bone TV could also put Micah's brothers up on Bone TV, they're both professional
and
wrestlers in the WWE.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It will help explain things a little bit, and what kind of impenetrable wall and fortress one must get
past. She just hasn't met the right Aussie yet.
That's right. That is true.
All
right.
Look at that. We got a wingman over here. Yeah.
Here's the things about our brothers, though. They're really strong, but you could probably fool them with magic.
Wait, they're actual WWE wrestlers.
They really are.
Yes, and that picture is like 8 years old, so yeah. Joey. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not a WWE wrestler, but I'm sure we could figure out some kind of wrestling scenario. Cage match?
Hell in a Cell?
I'm speechless, and that doesn't happen.
So for those out there who have not experienced what Naked Magic is all about, Mike and Chris, inform people what they can expect when they come to see your beautiful show this Thursday at the Straz Center.
Look, you can expect three things in the Naked Magicians. It'll be one of the funniest comedy shows you'll ever see. We do promise that it'll be one of the most amazing magic shows you'll ever see, and we do get fully naked by the end of the show. This is not just a gimmick. We start clothed, we work our way into it, and we guarantee nudity by the end of the night. It's a perfect girls' night out.
You know what it is? It's simply put, it's a magic mic if it actually had magic in it. That's the best way we can explain it.
Yeah.
I found myself unfulfilled after Magic Mike because I thought there was no magic in that at all. There were these stripper guys and no magic. So now you guys provide the magic for the Magic Mike.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. It's Magic Mike with real magic live on stage.
That's fantastic.
Is it just a two-man show? Are there any other, naked magicians who have wanted to join you guys? Or are you good kind of, on your own right now?
We're good for now. Look, in magic, there's every other type of magic out there. And famously, magicians aren't always the most aesthetically pleasing to look at.
Right.
Sure.
So we work really hard to try and keep our bodies looking good, to try and be as funny as we can as well, and to deliver good magic. So while every other magician's doing their thing and doing their thing with female assistants or doing cheesy, corny magic, our show literally strips away every one of those stereotypes. Yeah, just to do a show kind of like nothing else on the planet, which is why we've been here for the last 2 years touring around. Yeah,
nonstop. Well, we had a kind of a wrinkle to throw at you guys today because obviously,
that's the only wrinkle we'll see today.
with your physiques, it's no problem whatsoever for you to disrobe and do your magic. And you did say you mostly work without a partner, but we had an idea to make John Senning, with his robust physique, a partner, temporary naked magician
for
a day.
We are up for that.
If you'd have him, they are up for that. John, would you?
Oh, absolutely. If I wasn't going to be in radio, I was going to be a magician. So this could be my opportunity.
Okay. I'm sure we can teach you something, and especially, you know, we'll put the song Pony on during the next break. Yeah. Teach you a few moves.
Teach you some dance moves.
Sure.
Get Micah over here in the seat. Yeah.
In the hot seat.
Micah, would you
keep those wrestlers away?
Would you, Micah, did you want to come over there? And John, you'll take your place over there. Yeah, you go where John was.
Wow, this is actually happening.
Okay. Then,
you're right here.
John, the naked magicians are going to show
Micah's
you some moves.
Here.
Oh, no, we're actually going to do this?
Let's give her this chair without the arms.
Yeah. This is Christopher Wayne and Mike Tyler, the naked magicians.
Oh, okay, would you like to do it together?
Go to nakedmagicians.com.
I think we solo because we're not choreographed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so would you like...
Yeah, so, all right.
So I'm going to move...
Yeah, go ahead, John. Take your shirt.
Where's the panache?
Yeah, no panache. He's got no
panache. Get your shit back on.
Yeah, so step one is to tease. Yeah. Step one is to
tease. Step one is to tease. So you're already
just going to take it off. It's like a Tinder date, okay? Wow. You want to work for it.
Straight. Jeez, that wasn't hard at all.
No.
The pants come off that fast as well?
Yes.
So maybe... Maybe you just got to get up in this space first. You don't want to dance with your whole body, just with your shoulders and your hips. That's going to be rule one.
Yeah, okay. So if we got that shoulders and hips, there.
Okay. See that? Yeah. Okay.
So you got to give her the eyes. You got to give her the.
Give her those eyes. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Wow, she's giving them straight. Wow, it's already touching. Great. And then you got to slowly disrobe and just not that dancing's all kind of wrong right now. Not what I was expecting.
It looks like he's waiting for the bathroom.
Yeah, put those cans on,
all right? This is great. All
right, we got some music there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pony's on right now.
Yeah, Pony's playing right now.
Moving. You got to keep the eye contact as you're moving.
Yeah. Yeah, show
it's all about enthusiasm at this point. If you can't dance, you fake it till you make it, right?
Yep.
That's what I do in the bedroom as well. All right, there we go.
I can't do this to Micah, though.
Right.
No, you can.
Well, just close your eyes. This is whoever you want it to be.
The next step, as you're dancing, the shirt comes off. So now
take
your
shirt out.
To slowly disrobe.
Yeah.
Like
slowly. Yeah, do it to her, John.
A little slower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make a wait.
Oh, yeah, John.
It's happening.
Yeah. John has his shirt off.
You get it caught on the glasses there.
So does Mike.
But, Mike is distracted now.
Now, I think the last thing to do is to you tell Micah's hands where to go. So you grab...
Here it comes.
It's the removal of control. So you take her hand and...
Yeah.
And stick it on rock hard ass.
Just boom, just like that.
Yeah.
And then you run it down a little bit.
Yeah, here comes the Dan Patrick.
It's coming.
Hopefully. You dance like a white guy at a country music festival. I mean, you're the nicest guy, but
it's pretty accurate.
I'd like to hear how Mike is feeling right now.
Yeah, Mike, are you okay? Seth, if you need to intervene. You sure you're all right? All right. You look a little frazzled.
Yeah, you're forgetting just even talking to the microphone. Are you sure you're okay?
Help.
Help.
No, this is good. This is going great.
Yeah, Mike is sandwiched between John and the naked magicians. Yeah. John is shirtless, of course.
But so you guys probably have a HR department. So,
yeah,
are
we
those
do.
Pants staying on there, John? Or?
No, you can take them off. Lose them.
Lose the pants. Lose the pants.
Yeah, lose the pants.
All right. Pants are coming up.
This is happening.
John's taking off his pants.
Here we go. So pants, you got a zip.
And do then, stuff.
And then come on, you man. Move the hips as you're taking them down, yeah?
It's all about the hips.
There you go.
The shoulders.
Oh, John and the naked magician are taking off their pants.
And ideally, not pants you got from...
Yeah, so now another thing to remember is always wear good underpants when you're going to...
He's got great. Those are great.
I never thought John and I would be this close.
Are we still taking them off?
Yeah, no, still take them off, for sure, yeah.
You got to lick your lips,
absolutely.
Too, John. Lick your lips, man. Yeah, there you go.
I can't do anything
with
Micah, though.
No, you
got to
do it.
As possible.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
John, you're not going to... That's
okay.
I'll take Micah for myself, then, if that's the way it's going to be. That's,
John, what's wrong with you?
That's the way it's got to be.
John, do a few thrusts. Come on, do the
Come
show.
Come on, do it, man.
Yeah, right, get
so
it.
Give it to her.
You got to thrust the hips.
It's the hips, man.
It's the hips, brother.
Like you're doing that up. There we go. Yeah.
You're hula hooping without a hula hoop.
Yeah. Do we back
front.
That ass up on it?
Yeah, back that ass up.
Micah, do you have any single dollar bills?
What you have?
Yes.
Micah, do you have any advice?
I don't know if blue is the right color.
That's the issue, the color.
That's the issue. That's the issue, just the color.
I gotta tell you, we've been doing radio interviews now for years, and this has never happened.
Where,
So casual Monday.
Yeah, very casual. Yeah.
What? You look a lot alike? Yeah, definitely. Your physiques are very similar. Like, it'd be very...
Yeah, you guys work out at the same gym and everything.
Probably. I mean, you could tell who's a naked magician and who's a radio personality. I don't mean that in a hurtful way.
You got a wicked tan, though. I'll give you that.
You do have a... You are a dark, dark man. This is Christopher and Mike. They are the Naked Magicians. You can go to nakedmagicians.com. They'll be at the Straz Center this Thursday. You can expect an evening of fun, laughter, sexiness, obviously. And it's the perfect girls' night out, really. I mean, you a bunch of ladies looking for a fun time. It doesn't get any better than these guys. They're hilarious.
No. They actually do magic. I think they brought some magic to
the show. Yeah, that was
my question. Do you actually do magic tricks besides whipping your pants off that fast?
That is magic.
Wait, are you complaining?
Did she just complain?
When we come back, we'll have you guys do some tricks, if that's all right.
Good.
Can you stick around for a little bit?
Tricks without hands.
Yes, thank you. Yes, tricks with you-know-what. We return with the Naked Magicians and a very uncomfortable Micah Rotunda. But don't forget Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota is where you can find tremendous deals like $10,000 off select Silverados and Sierras and $169 a month leases right now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. You can drive the 2018 Equinox LT or the 2017 Buick Encore. You choose both just $169 per month or save $10,000 off select 2017 trucks only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. GMC, we are professional grade. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.